I interviewed and got into a hospital setting as a clinical pharmacist, and this was everything I had wanted. And that started my journey. I spent 20-something years in the hospital setting, acute care setting, working my way up the ladder, if you will, to leading a large pharmacy that became part of a system in a healthcare system as a clinical manager.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Hello, everybody. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here today with Dr. Judy Nagel-Hayes, who is a certified functional medicine specialist, a board-certified geriatric pharmacist, lifestyle coach, and diabetes care and education specialist. She is the CEO and founder of Holistic Options and Personal Empowerment, also known as HOPE, offering a multifaceted program to provide relief from burnout, stress, fatigue, and chronic disease. HOPE uses a transformative approach to target the restoration of health and well-being in both body and mind. As a functional medicine practitioner, Dr. Judy understands there is no magic pill to treat symptoms or disease. What works for some may cause harm to others. She is passionate about helping other people identify the root causes of their symptoms, unravel their origins, and then use them to optimize their health and quality of life. Her focus is on individualized targeted therapies based on each person's unique needs, rather than the overused one-size-fits-all standardized approach of care many people are becoming unsatisfied with. So welcome, Dr. Judy. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so excited to be here, Courtney, and thank you for this opportunity.
I am so excited you're here too. Thank you for being here. So Dr. Judy is going to talk about something that's very real. Burnout with healthcare practitioners. You know, a lot of us are feeling it. And she's going to share her story and how, what her experience was and how she helped herself through her own functional medicine practice. So take it away.
Wow. And I'll try not to cry, although that happens. The emotion is still deep within, but it comes out. So we'll get through.
That's okay. You're in a happy and loving space. All about you.
Okay. Well, just to let the audience know, I've been a pharmacist for over 30 years, and I worked in many healthcare settings. So out of pharmacy school, I started in retail, and everyone probably gets it and understands the challenges. 12-hour shifts, no lunch breaks, even hard to go to the bathroom when you need to. I had 3 children, so my pregnancies all occurred in the retail job time of my life. So thank God for my husband, who was able to help basically take care of the kids while mama worked. Anyway, after retail, I was one of those go back to school kind to people. It was important for me to do something more. And the things I loved about my job was the people, right? The interactions, the relationships, and what we did. But that didn't settle well in retail. So I got criticized, right? I was out over the counter too long, helping people select a vitamin or a remedy or something that I knew may interact with their prescription medications that we were filling. So I would spend a lot of time with patients or customers, and the partners on the bench would be very upset with Judy. So I knew I kind of had to move along and find something that I could do and take care of patients in a better way. So that's what brought me. I went back to school. So with 3 young children, back to pharmacy school to get my PharmD to have more opportunities clinically. And by clinically, you know, Courtney, that means we can work with providers more closely in the care of patients rather than the dispensing end, right? And I did it at the perfect time because all the universities and the schools had shifted from 5-year pharmacy programs to 6-year PharmDs. So I came out, I was practicing, I don't know, almost 15 years and went back to school with 3 young kids, woo-hoo, working full time. That opportunity, getting the PharmD, got me my first job. And my first job was at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And they had their own pharmacy that serviced not only students, but the doctors and the professors and everybody who went, you know, to that university. So it was quite a diverse community, people who traveled. So there was a lot of different kind of pharmaceuticals for me to be dispensing. I was the assistant director of the pharmacy there, but it was a little bit like retail again. It opened up other doors and avenues, but not satisfactory. And I think the hardest part about that job was my commute was 2 hours one way. I live in a rural town in Massachusetts, and commuting into work, because I didn't want to give up my beautiful house in the country here, you know, left early in the morning and got home late at night. I missed much of what my kids' lives, right? So getting them to school, helping them with homework when they got home, activities, extracurricular. So I started sacrificing at a very early age as I wanted to find the job that made me satisfied. I sacrificed the family part, right? So there's a lot of regrets. Maybe that's the one way to say that. So, okay, this wasn't great either, was it? So fortunately, I just got lucky. A recruiter reached out to me. There was a hospital job. And I'm like, that sounds so cool. It was nearby. I'm like, yes, let's do it. I had never worked in a hospital, whole different group of drugs, IV therapy. There were things Judy needed to learn again. So there was no slowing down. You are constantly learning and you can't let go of what you've learned, but with new drugs coming out every year, you know, it's hard to maintain in that level of knowledge. But anyway, I did it. I interviewed and got into a hospital setting as a clinical pharmacist. And this was everything I had wanted. And that started my journey. I spent 20 something years in the hospital setting, acute care setting, working my way up the ladder, if you will, to leading a large pharmacy that became part of a system in a healthcare system as a clinical manager. Responsibilities were enormous. The job turned from awesomeness and funness into corporate regulatory management, Judy sitting at her desk running reports, quality management, all that kind of stuff. So I was burnt out probably about 10 years into the hospital management job. It was intense. So the burnout started at least then that I can remember, and I had to leave that job. The stress, the toll, the, I'll say insomnia, although that was not a clinical diagnosis. I knew I wasn't sleeping well. You know, my kids were off in school or at least high school, if not college. So they weren't as needy as for parents as they were when they were younger. But so now I'm in healthcare, trying to find the better place for me to practice with less stress. I left the hospital management job, moved into primary care. Again, you're right with the doctors and the patients, helping them manage medications, very complex cases, but I loved it. I went out on my own and created a pharmacy management business, LLC, and I started as a consultant, an independent practitioner office in a city nearby me. And this is when COVID came. So in the early part of 2020, I was working as an independent contractor with primary care. I had a job also in long-term care where I had five facilities and thousands of patients, medication lists that I had to evaluate every month as COVID came in. And wow, it just changed how I did everything. It became on my computer for hours and hours because we weren't allowed in the nursing home, you remember? So I didn't have the interactions with the doctors and the nurses and seeing my patients. That was really difficult to do the job of the med review, but not have connection. The doctor's office that I was working with, it became difficult because patients were no longer coming in. So we weren't seeing patients. We had to figure out how to get into this remote telehealth place and do our jobs and help our patients. So people scrambling for PPE, the fear that was making us ill, the isolation, the lockdowns, everybody was so afraid. We were all afraid to get COVID. We were all afraid our patients would get COVID because we knew they were sick. And we didn't have the tools we have today, whether it's the vaccines or any medications to treat. So it was a really tough time. And this is all of 2020. But we got there. We got to the end. We did our best prevention and got through. And later on in the year of 2020, somewhere around August, I would say, we started going back into the office and into the nursing homes, but I had left that position. So just working in primary care at this point, and I was able to see patients and they were comfortable coming back in. Again, I will say most sick patients, chronic diseases, multiple comorbidities, the people you fear, if they get COVID, you are very concerned. So we were there to help them and manage, again, their meds from the pharmacy perspective. And disease management is a big deal. Chronic disease is a big deal. We have a lot of sick people at baseline. So August through December was just kind of like that, helping patients who could come into the office. And at the end of December, my last in-office appointment with patients was December 23rd. I met with one patient, the doctor, his staff, and we were all on getting ready to close up for the holidays. And that was great. And I was looking forward to the holidays. But I'm telling you, the burnout, the fatigue, like I crashed during the holidays. So that was one thing. The holidays were not the same in 2020. We usually have big family parties, right? But now it's just that very close, immediate family for us. But mama was exhausted. So it was a different Christmas for me.
I completely get it. I'm seeing eye to eye with you. I know a lot of it was going on in my practice as well. And I know it's hard to even describe. And it's just the changeover and just the way that you're, you know, just everything you take, everything, this stress of this burnout that you come home and then you're depleted. You're depleted for your family. You're depleted to do anything that brings you joy or that is an extra. You just are so burnt out. I like to say tapped out, like you're just so, I can't, you know, I just want to relax. I just want to whatever. And then you still couldn't even settle your mind down because you just the anxiety and stuff that you felt from your day. It's just hard to even settle yourself and relax and being having that fatigue and burnout.
And you just used a word that I always hated to admit as the healthcare person, but when you're not well, you deny it. But when you said anxiety, that was definitely, I don't know how I got to work every day because the fear myself, my family, like life, right? But you do it because that's you and who you are. You're at healthcare, you have to help people. So we give so much of ourselves to take care of others and we forget the self-care.
Yep.
So, and maybe throw this out there. As a mom, you carry more, right? Because you're the caretaker, right? So the only healthcare professional in my family, it was that role. It was the mom role. It was the wife role. It was the job taking care of patients. So the sickness around me never stopped. And the focus was always helping people, right? So I was not in good shape, but I didn't even know that yet.
And you're still taking care of everybody else and still doing yep, I get it. I know.
What a wake-up call. Right? So home for the holidays and you know, Christmas, I think was on a Friday or Saturday that year. But by Monday, everybody goes back to work. The family's all, kids are back to work and my husband's back to work. And I'm exhausted. And we were still on holiday break with the office. But I'm like, yeah, I honestly thought something happened with myself not feeling well. But it was headache that accumulated into a migraine that I hadn't had since like my 20s, this migraine issue. I wasn't sure what was going on. I'm in a old enough here, I'm in a perimenopausal phase, but I had done some work with my primary care because I hadn't had my menses for a few months, right? During the summer and all this time. So lab work from my primary care doctor said, Judy, yeah, postmenopausal. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. I haven't had my period for a few months, doc, you know, so I'm not surprised. Well, here I am months later in December, not feeling well, having this migraine, my back started killing me. And I'm like, ugh, I don't like that. I need to go to the chiropractor. I need to go do something. I need a massage. Well, as I'm ready to make an appointment for one of those in the hours of the day, the Monday after Christmas, the hours of the day, I just started to get worse and I'm grabbing the Tylenol and the Motrin and whatever self-care I can do. You know, what is it? My body became so inflamed, so sore that I thought, is this my period? Is this, you know, my symptoms? Like what's going on? My husband came home with some fever and chills or symptoms of not feeling well. And I just freaked out. I'm like, you have COVID. You have to get a test. And kind of ignoring myself again, not feeling well. But when I called the doctor to make an appointment for him, end of 2020 here, the doctor said, well, you do sleep together. You know, it's your husband. So why don't you both get tested? I said, okay, I don't feel good, but you know, I don't think that's what I got, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So we went and got our test, and 24 hours later, New Year's Eve, my diagnosis came back positive, and shortly thereafter, my husband's. So that answered some questions in the moment about why I had so much pain, which I learned later that that's what some people experience, the headache, the neurological symptoms from the virus. So I went into quarantine New Year's Day with a hubby, and here we are. And, you know, neither of us had the big respiratory stuff. We were very grateful. Part of our job and obligation was to report to others. So we did some contact tracing, and the last people we were in contact up to 5 days prior, we notified, hey, our test came back positive. This is what I feel. How are you feeling? Well, that was the doctor's office and the patient that I had seen that day. So they were both notified. And at the moment I called, they were both surprised and, you know, otherwise feeling well. But it turns out we all had COVID. So me, the doctor, and the patient that I saw all had COVID. So as I'm in quarantine and feeling better from the symptomatic part, early phase, the doctor and the patient became more ill. Both were hospitalized, and that was concerning. As they were hospitalized for a month, it got very concerning because then I lost track and I didn't even know. And I'm trying to heal myself and get back to work and figure this all out. But anyway, Courtney, the hardest part, as I was still recovering, the doctor and the patient had a worse course. Both required ICU, both required intubation, and sadly, both had passed away within 1 week of being intubated. And it took me down.
Yeah, that's
terrible. It brought me, first of all, I was not well yet from whatever COVID did to me. And it was all my mental health, my brain fog, the fatigue. I was not ready to go back to work. I was focused on what am I going to do? I go, ugh. But this had happened to two people now in my life, and a doctor that I've known for 30 years. And it's unfathomable, really. Like,
no, absolutely.
I could not wrap my hands around it. And it took me down. So I hit another low. And realized I was not well, and it was not anxiety. It wasn't depression as my doctor was trying to tell me. I couldn't even figure out what was wrong with me.
Completely tapped out. You exhausted every inch of your body caring for other people over the course of this pandemic, not even over the course of this pandemic, over the course of your career. It's what we do as pharmacists. It's why we get into the profession that we get in. And like you said, I can relate. When you walk over the counter, you want to help people. You want that one-on-one interaction. You want to make them be healthy and not just give them a pill to treat something. You want to create that relationship. You want to create health and wellness. And not only did you do that throughout your whole career, no matter which hat you wore in a retail setting, in a hospital setting, no matter where you were, you gave all that Judy had to give. And then the pandemic hit, and then it took us all to another level of everybody coming in, relying on us being so anxious and having so much going on and thinking that we would have the answers as healthcare professionals when nobody has the answers. We still don't have the answers. And, you know, you're piling all that on, then you're physically not feeling well with COVID. And then you're having to deal with the stress of the people that you love and care about and losing that. I mean, it's just, there's no words. It's just taken you to the absolute max of burnout. It doesn't even sum it up. You completely tapped out. And I can't even imagine the amount of stress, anxiety, just what you're feeling inside, let alone like physically. But like you said, your mental health of how can you even, you know, think straight when you're going through all of this and helping other people and still putting everybody first, saying, what am I going to do to get to my job the next day when you're like, I'm floundering and can't even say, you know, can't even keep up with your own schedule. So, you know, kudos, because I know I've been there and I think we've all been there that have, you know, that work in healthcare and that do it for the reason of helping other people, you know, and when you can't help somebody, it's, you know, it's a struggle for us. Well, what can I do more? What else can I do? What other approach can I take? So I can relate, and you're amazing. Everything that you do, you're just amazing.
Well, you said too, when we can't help others, that is hard. But boy, did I forget about myself.
Yep. And that's not okay. Oh,
I wasn't strong enough.
You were very strong. You were very strong. A person can only take so much, Judy. You had the weight of the world on your shoulders. And, you know, so many people in healthcare have. And just, I mean, the burnout, the struggle is real. And this is just one story. You know, this is you telling one story and somebody actually listening to what you suffer with and how this is happening to so many people. And, you know, and no, you were strong. You are strong. There's no not strong enough. I mean, look what you got through your whole career and through a pandemic. And no, you're very strong.
So I reached out to a friend I met at the beginning of the pandemic, somebody in this healthcare space and work we were doing. And I found out it was like a secret, I guess. I don't know. He's ex-military, retired veteran. He helps people with PTSD. And he does this meditation technique. He has his own technique called DART. And basically, it's a meditation mindfulness kind of thing. And he offered it to me. And this is like February, right after I had lost the patient and the doctor. And he thought maybe I had some survivor's guilt. He's like, Judy, I've sent people on missions. Some of my men died. And he goes, I carried that with me. And I don't feel responsible. I was doing my job as a healthcare professional to help that patient, to be with that doctor. We were doing our jobs. I don't feel that survivor's guilt is a good name for me. PTSD from COVID in my research in that early part of 21 now, I was learning about long haulers and people who had brain fog and fatigue and headaches and backaches. And I'm like, this is really happening to people and they're reporting it. So I started from that, like learning about what happened when you had COVID, how some people are affected and we're all affected differently. It wasn't respiratory for me, thank God, but here I was in a different place. And then something happened with my mind, my ability to function and do my job. And I tell you, Courtney, I agreed. And never having tried anything like this before, it was a whole new world for me because it's always put a drug on it, right? Here's your disease. Here's your anxiety. Here's your depression. Here's a pill. Well, okay. So to think that anything was going to change, I've got nothing to lose, but I was skeptical, but desperate.
Yes.
So I do this session and went through the process. It was different. The next day, and this is February in New England, I get up and I want to go for a walk. And I grab my little dog and I'm like, let's go. And I ask my husband, you want to join us? He's like, it's kind of freezing out there. I'm like, I don't care. I need some fresh air. It's sunny, but there was snow on the ground. And we start walking in the neighborhood and it starts snowing again, these large flakes. And I'm like catching them on my tongue. He's laughing at me and he takes his phone and takes a picture. And there's me with this big smile on my face for the first time in months.
Oh, I love it. You love it. I love it. You're going to make me cry. No, that's amazing. You found your joy. Like, yes, amazing.
So something happened and my friend saved me from this dark hole. And I started waking up and it just, I did one more session and I started to get better just because of that. It brings you to a deep subconscious mindset and you let go of the guilt and you let go of the stress and the bad shit in your life. And you can start to refocus on the good things and the future. And it worked. And I'm like, whoa.
It works. So, it absolutely worked. And it changed your whole shift in practice and what you do. And your whole capacity of how you help people now has totally shifted. And I can relate because I'm right there with you as functional medicine practitioners. You're helping people get to that root cause. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, okay, make sure you're eating right and doing this and that right. It's the whole picture, your whole picture of mental health, the things that bring you joy, your stress factors. You can be a Cal eating marathon runner, but if you're in a stressful work environment or a toxic relationship, it can take you down. It can take you down. And that stress causes inflammation on your body that is real and that causes physical symptoms that, you know, well, why is this hurting? Is this my period? Is this from COVID? Like sometimes it's just stress and stress can do a lot of terrible things to the body. So getting hold of that, just mindfulness, breath work, yoga, doing different things to just give your body, you know, health and wellness. It's so important for people to take self-care into their life and in every aspect, because you can't do anything right if you're not taking care of yourself. And you can put put it on and you can do it for so long, but at some point you're going to crack. You're going to hold it in until the point where no more. And, you know, I know I've reached that point, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing in the functional medicine space. And I know you've reached that point, but look how we're helping people in such a different capacity now. And it's awesome, you know?
Yeah. It only took me 30 years to get there. A blessing and a curse having COVID, but it had to happen to get me to this place. I get it now. And it's not about putting a Band-Aid on the disease, the symptom, the condition. It's finding out the root cause and why. Like, and most of mine being stress related, when I figured that out and started taking care of myself, then I open up the door to testing and all this different stuff, nothing that my doctor did, but testing what's going on inside my body. You know, I did a simple toxic metal, heavy metal mineral analysis, and I found out about my body and what was wrong. And having this, what for me, it was a copper toxicity that was playing an imbalance on so many other minerals, you know, some mercury elevation, but Courtney, I had a healthy diet. At this point, I had pivoted, transformed my life. I was living in this health space. And all through the summer, just my goals were getting Judy well so she can do her job and finding out what that job would be, knowing it wasn't going to be in pharmacy anymore specifically, but how I can help patients now with all this knowledge, all this experience, all this pain and suffering, my own transformation. I had to share this with people. I have to help other people who are in a bad place too. Many of it's our colleagues, our friends who are still working in those very high stress jobs, who have given up so much, you know, their relationships because they can't commit to that because they're going to these jobs that drain them of everything they have. You know, it's so bad and sad. But the good news is there is hope.
There is hope.
I have found it. I am giving it. And there's so much we can do to take care of ourselves. And even little things matter. And you said it, the breath work. I can do a 1 minute deep breathing thing and just know I've recentered myself. But finding out what's inside my body was important too, because now I understand the hormone imbalance and the contributions that copper played on me having anemia and bad immune health and stress and where my whole body was and my inability to lose weight, which was an important goal for me through the process. It still wasn't. I could have been on the elliptical for 2 hours a day instead, but it didn't matter how much work. I was putting myself under more stress by eating less, which was the wrong thing for my body, and exercising more, which was the wrong thing because it added to the stress on my body. So I was doing everything wrong, and I've learned how to do it right now. And now I can help people because it's just that time we can help people pivot and understand. So it's a much better place to be in the health space, getting to root causes and the transformation I can give people, you can give people, giving those solutions and resources. It's remarkable. It's remarkable.
It is. I know. And I took the same test as you, and same thing, copper. It comes from different stress levels, different hormone levels. And it's so funny that just by adjusting these ratios in our body and balancing it out with nutrition and some supplements, depending on how depleted or how excess something is in your body, just taking, you know, that snippet of hair to see, and it can do wonders on your body. It can totally pivot from one extreme to another. So I know, it's amazing.
Basic stuff.
It's basic stuff, and we're able to do this for people. And, you know, the idea to keep people well and healthy rather than having them be sick and having to fill prescriptions as pharmacists, it's so much more rewarding and a joy to work with somebody when you're actually helping them stay healthy and be healthy and help them obtain wellness. And it's just so, I don't know, for you, I know we can relate. It's just that feeling of helping somebody and, you know, that we always set out to do, always in no matter which pharmacy setting you're in, anywhere, whatever hat you're wearing, you can relate and you can say, okay, you know, we're going to talk about XYZ and get you healthy, keep you healthy. And there's ways to do it that are so simple and basic that, you know, that people can avoid medication and avoid disease states. So I commend you for everything.
Amen.
I'm so proud of all that you're doing, all of the work that you're doing.
You too.
Thank you so much.
It's great to be able to refer to people with expertise in your area, because that is so needed.
I love that we bounce back on each other. Yeah. It's amazing. It's nice to have that. So
yes, yes. Referrals is great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Judy, for sharing your story with everybody today. At the end of the podcast notes, you can find Judy's information if anybody wants to contact her. All of her information for social media and her website will be on there, and you can reach out. So thank you so much, Dr. Judy, for being on today. I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Courtney. You too.
Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thanks again.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.